Amen.
Thank you, Sir Greg. And also thank you, specials. We have been blessed by great singing this morning. So I believe our mothers and daughters have enjoyed their outing yesterday. If you enjoyed it, raise your hand, please. Amen. They enjoyed. So as I have told them yesterday, little by little, we're seeing the development of our campsite. And we're hoping we can start soon our multi-purpose gym, and it will be a 300 square floor area, and plus extension. So we're hoping di na ta maulanan, mainitan completely na tay gym. And I have to announce to the church that our Eden camp gibayaran na, so we can use the money to start the gym. No? So as I have said, it was a miracle. Somebody bought it for 2 million already, and so we're out of Eden thing. So we bought that for 900,000, gibayaran 2 million. So actually na doble atong investment sa Eden, and we will be able to use it to start the multi-purpose gym. And be praying much about it, that the Lord will work in a very special way. We're happy, church, that today is the first Sunday we hold services in RMS campsite, Bible Baptist Mission, that is separate from the campsite. If ever in the long run it becomes a church, that is a church within our camp. So the administration, the campsite is another, and the church, whoever will pastor there, is the church. So that he can concentrate on soul winning. Last Thursday, all of the full time, uban si Sir Marlon, we had we conducted soul winning around the area, not far, walking distance from the campsite, Dunay Village, Barangay Village, and we were surprised na 300 siguro to 500 churches among village. So we started having our Bibles, soul winning. There are many more. If the Lord allows us karong Thursday, depende kay ang interment ni Ma'am Esther could be on Wednesday or Thursday. If they had interments on Wednesday, then we will go back there. If you wish to go, inform us. We'll be glad to have you. So, kung gusto mo magpasingot, ato ta sa campsite, kay nindot kayo, grabing paningot na mo, plus pag udko, sabaw, init po kayo, you will enjoy it. And welcome tana members to go with us. Ang assignment dito karon, what we do at this time is gina-rotate na pa mga preachers, mga full-time preachers na to sa church, so that it will allow them to practice preaching, no? Until eventually somebody will be called there to pastor the church. As of today, rotation lang sa. And it will give them a chance for us to pray kung kinsay butang sa Ginoo, because we cannot assign preachers. And so be praying much for a great service. Also, I'd like to mention that every Monday in the morning we have Bible study sa auto shop ni Sir Rene, no? And hopefully na sa bagong area po diri sa Buhangin, hopefully we can, in the near future, we can start ang uban dito, uban diri sa Matina, no? So plus we have Bible study in different homes, and so be praying much. I was happy to see that the engineer who owned that place we conducted Bible study starts watching atuang live streaming. So if your offices are open, you can talk to your boss, or use your influence. You can ask them, sir, ma'am, can we have Bible study here? I would like to do it personally, but kung akong time puno na, I can designate some of our full-time workers to conduct that. Maski sa yung balay, you want to invite, during this pandemic, invite somebody, your neighbors, inform me so that we can assign somebody, at least we can continue the soul-winning work. Amen? And amen. In your Bible, please, this morning, in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses number 21 to 28. We need to pray for Mom Ellen Abela. Medyo she's not feeling good this morning. And I know she's watching. I saw her a while ago watching. Be praying for Mom Ellen. Also, be praying for Mom Lourdes American. She requested prayers. And also, we need to pray for Mr. Ernesto Tabanyal. We visited him last Wednesday after service. Medyo he needs really our prayer. So pray for, and including Mom Araceli, please pray for the family. And the interment of Mom Esther, as I've said, could be Wednesday or Thursday. It depends on them. But tomorrow, 5 o'clock, we will be having services at Colliado Bancal Funeral Homes. Matthew 15, verse 21 to 28. Matthew chapter 15, verses number 21. Mother's Day is always a great day around here, the Bible Baptist Church. There were times before that we reached 200 plus, 100, almost 200. And as far as the record is concerned, we are expecting at least 40 mothers this morning. And thank God for that. Always special, really special, around here at the Bible Baptist Church. And we're hoping and praying God would bless the message of the Word of God today. Matthew 15, verse number 21, after 28. Now, please rise as we read the Word of God. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, the woman of Canaan out of the same coast, and cried unto him, underline the word cried, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he answered her not a word. That's the first response. She was begging, she was crying to Jesus, but he answered her not a word. She closed his mouth. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cried after us. But we answered and said, I am not, that's the second thing here, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, instead of getting offended, Lord, help me. She continued begging. And he answered and said, It is not meet, that's the third thing, to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, Praise God for this, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole, praise the Lord, that very hour. Heavenly Father, thank you, dear Father, for this great, wonderful morning. This day wherein, dear Lord, we give due honor to our mothers. We give honor to whom honor is due. This morning I pray that the Word of God will sink deeply into our hearts. And then, Lord, we pray for those who are watching us live, and those who may be watching later, that you bless their hearts. We want to feel the Holy Spirit of God. Reveal your power to us. Reveal your grace to us this morning, your mercy to us this morning. We just simply beg. Because without the Holy Spirit of God, without your blessing, Lord God, we'd not be able to do anything for your glory and honor. And we humbly desire, Lord, for your great mercy and grace and power to fall in our midst today, in our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Please be seated this time. The prayer of a great mother. The prayer of a great mother. One thing impresses us here is this mother was a praying mother. She has a great faith. Jesus told only two people in the Bible that has great faith. He even said to his disciples, "How is it that you have little faith?" Those were the disciples of Jesus. But Jesus announced, proclaimed two individuals who had great faith. One is in Matthew chapter 8, verse number 5 to 10, a centurion, a Roman officer. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said, in Matthew 8, verse 10, to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith," he says, "no, not in Israel." And the only other person who was told, is this mother in our text today. Great faith. This is a mother who had great faith. I hope we have great faith. I hope we will beg to God like the disciples of old and just simply say, "Lord, increase our faith." You see, mothers have so many pressures on them today that it can be difficult to prioritize what to do and how to do it. If we were to look at what God considers of greatest importance this morning, it would be faith. Faith in our lives. And the picture here of a Canaanite woman demonstrates great faith. How can we have great faith? In verse 22, Matthew 15, 22, "And behold, the woman of Canaan came out of the coast," the same coast, and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord. You, thou son of David, son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." Just one. Not demons, but only one particular demon was trying to trouble her daughter, and she came to Jesus. Probably she has gone into so many healers, but she found here Jesus Christ and she came to Jesus. We see Jesus is approached by a mother who is desperate, in a desperate situation. She needed something in her life. She came to Jesus Christ for help. Thank God she did the right thing. Amen. Thank God we say that she did the right thing in coming to Jesus. For only Jesus, only the Lord Jesus Christ had all the power to solve all our problems in life. And He's the only right person to go to this morning. First of all, we want us to observe how she expressed her petition, her prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse number 22, please. "And behold, the woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously tormented or vexed with a devil." What did she do to express her prayer to Jesus Christ? Number one, she came. "Come unto me," Jesus says, "all you that labor and are heavy laden." You know, with the burdens of life, with the problems that come into our lives, you know what we need to do first? We need to come to Jesus. And exactly that is what she did. She came. She came to the right person. She came to the right person who could solve her problem. She came. The Bible says, "And behold, a woman," verse 22, "of Canaan came." Thank God for that. "Came out of the same coast." She came because she has a great need. She came to Jesus because she was concerned about her daughter. The child was a demon-possessed child. She was possessed by a demon and was probably acting out in violence and anger during this time. She needed help in a desperate way. Dako kayo sa Panginahanglan sa midul sa natukan Jesus Christ. And I hope we learn from this woman. When we have problem, we need to come to Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him who comes to me, I will, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Matthew 11 is inviting you today. Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all, he says, that labor and are heavy laden, and I, he says, will give you rest. Casting, 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting upon him all your care, for he careth for you. He's concerned, much concerned about you. Thank God she did the right thing. She came. She came, and this message is encouraging us this morning to bring our petitions to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, in coming to Jesus, she did the very right thing. For only Jesus has the power to rebuke demons. No one else but Jesus. Demons are subject to the authority of Jesus Christ. And Christ, during His ministry, and subsequently in the ministry of the church, all spiritual powers are subject to Jesus Christ, who is supreme, who has supreme authority over all powers. Demons obey His command. Matthew 17, verse 18, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Demons dispersed at His word. Mark 9, verse 25. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, He rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and dead spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. Verse number 26, Mark 9, 26. And the spirit cried and rent sore and came out of him. You see, Jesus Christ in Luke 10, verse, chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned, the Bible says. He sent out his disciples by two by two. And then they spread the gospel and they returned. The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons, even the devils, and are subject unto us by the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, these demons tremble as they hear the name Jesus being applied to our lives, the authority of Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ, and being carried by us into the world. The demons tremble at that. Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Thank God. Thank the Lord. We have the power of Jesus. His power is available for us today. Number two, Jesus also has all the ability to see and understand our spiritual condition. You can look at Hebrews chapter 4, verses 13 to verse number 16. All power, Matthew 11:20, come unto me all, he says, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let me say this to you, my dear friend, this morning. God knows your temptation. Jesus knows your poverty. Jesus knows your prostrations. Jesus knows your weariness. Jesus knows your disappointment. Jesus knows your pain and sorrow. Jesus knows your loneliness. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. In Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Number three, she came to Jesus in spite of the fact that religiously she wasn't qualified to come. In spite of the fact, dili siya pwede modul kan Jesus Christ. Being a woman, she has no right to approach Jesus Christ. They cannot approach the rabbis. They cannot approach the Pharisees. He is considered a master. So she was this, you know, she has no right to come to Jesus Christ. Being a Gentile, she has no right to come to a Jewish teacher. The phrase, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, concludes her to be
a Gentile. She was a Gentile. The book of Mark calls her a Greek and a Syrophoenician woman. And at any rate, the phrase "a woman of Canaan" describes it all. She has an alien. She was an alien actually from the Commonwealth of Israel, a stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. That was her condition before she came to Jesus. Her life was one of idol worship and a cruel worship. It was even employing human sacrifice. My friend, but regardless of your religion, Jesus Christ will take you in. Whoever you are, Jesus Christ has come unto me all. Jesus refers to, he rejects no one that comes to him. In Isaiah 1 verse number 18, "Come now and let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Bible says in John 1 verse number 9, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We send this message to you who are hearing us today, listening to us today. There is salvation in Jesus, but you must come. You need to be saved. Time is running out for us. I believe with our condition today, I always feel, upon seriously studying prophecies in the Bible, seriously considering what is happening today and the Word of God, I believe He could come at any moment. You need to hear this. You need to be saved. And to be saved means you need to come to Jesus Christ. Number four, she need to come to Jesus to be saved. Yes, thank God, she came. And then the Bible says, cried unto Him. She cried unto Jesus. And in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee." The word "cried" speaks of one crying out, shouting after another. You know what she was doing literally? She said, "Lord Jesus, please. Lord Jesus, please help. Help me, Lord. I need your help." Desperately she cried to Jesus and shouting to Him for the help she needed. Why was she so frantic, we say? Why was she so emotionally distressed? She was heartbroken over the condition of her child and was determined by the grace of God. She will not leave. She will not easily give up. She was determined to get to receive the help she needed. Friends, and let me tell you this, the burdens of life are heavy. We need to cast them on Jesus. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. In 2 Kings 20, verses 1 to 5, God told King Hezekiah in verse number 5, God says, "I have heard your prayers. I have seen thy tears." And thirdly, God announced to King Hezekiah, he was begging God, he was seeking God desperately, "I will heal you." Please tell this man Hezekiah, he was praying, he was crying out to God on the wall, God says, "I have heard your prayers, and then I have seen thy tears, and I will heal thee." In Jeremiah 29, look at verse number 12, please. Jeremiah 29, verse number 12. "Then shall they ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken." Thank God, that is God's promise. Heaven's door, the heart of God is open to our cry. "And ye shall seek me and find me. Ye shall search for me with all of your heart. I will be found of you, saith the Lord. I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all nations." This promise is made particularly towards the children of Israel. But whatever God has promised to the Israelites, as far as prayer is concerned, you and I can claim it this morning. Cry unto God. Cry unto Jesus. And He will answer you. He will listen to you. Amen. She called. Not only she came. First of all, she came. Secondly, she cried. And then thirdly, she called. What did she say? Have mercy. Remember that she came, she cried, and she called. And recording the same event, Mark tells us in Mark 7:25, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his knees, fell at his feet. Perhaps she had heard about how Jesus Christ healed. She heard, no doubt, about how Jesus Christ healed all manner of diseases, about how he had opened the eyes of the blind, about how he had driven the demons from other people. She may have heard about how Jesus had gone over the country of Gadarenes and had delivered the man possessed by a legion of demons. Who is your name? Who is your name, legion? Well, we are many. She may have said, if he can deliver that man out of the legions of demons, surely he can deliver my daughter from the grief of one devil. This woman came to Jesus Christ because faith and hope had sparked in her heart because of what she heard about Jesus. She needed something that society had not been able to provide. She was looking for something that her dead religion had been powerless to give her. She needed a solution that she had not been able to provide by her own self. She had not been able to provide by her own effort. She was desperate, and she saw Jesus as her only hope, and that is right. For we declare unto you this morning that Jesus Christ, and only Jesus Christ, can meet the need of our lives. So we have seen how she expressed her petition, number one, her prayer to Jesus Christ. Number one, she came. And then she cried. She came. And then she cried. And then she called on Jesus. That is what we need today. We call on Jesus. You must call on Jesus to be saved. Observe also, number two, how she demonstrated her persistence in getting the answer from the Lord Jesus Christ. How she stayed and never to give up. This woman comes to Jesus for help. When she didn't get the response that she desires, she stays after Jesus. She stayed there, thank God, until she gets what she wants. Friend, do not easily give up in praying to God. Amen. You are tempted to stop praying because you have been praying and praying, and it seems there is no answer. I tell you this morning, learn from the principle we learned from this woman. Learn to enjoy the principle we need to see from this woman. Never give up. Do not easily give up. See, the way to get real life results in prayer is to seek God with an attitude that says, no matter how long it takes, whatever I have to do, you know what she said? I will not be denied. I will get what I want for the sake of my child. And I will not easily give up. This is not arrogance, actually. It is godly hunger. You desire God. It is not about pushing God. It is about pushing yourself unto God. It is not praying for the sake of praying only. It is praying to see the hand of God move. You do not stop until you see His hand move in your prayer. Amen. It is desperate, hungry prayer. This is the type of prayer that gets results from God. She was determined, I will not live. In verses 23 to 26, Jesus speaks to this woman, and His words appear harsh to her. Sakit ko gibuhat, Jesus Christ. First of all, what gisagiting din ni Jesus Christ? And then thirdly, he says, "Mom, I would like for you to know I'm a Jewish man. And I am only sent to the lost sheep of Israel." Wa mo ilabot diri, ma'am. But she continued praying. Ang pinakasakit niya, gikumpara niya kanabang pet dog, kanang iro nga naa sa balay, nga sa ginagakusgako sa tao. Said, "It is not proper that the children's meat be cast into the dog." Said, she was, ako may gipadunggan na ni. She could have been offended by that. But she stayed, you see, great faith. No wonder why Jesus himself was amazed. Because of that faith. Yes. And his words must have shaken her to the very core of her being. His words probably broke her heart. First, he simply ignores her. Why? He said, "If I'm sinning Jesus Christ," it is as if he turns an indifferent ear to her cries for help. Do you ever feel that? Sometimes you feel, "Wa man siri dunggan ang Ginoo. Ang dalunggan siya natanggal na. He's not hearing my prayer. There seems to be no response." It happened to this woman. Then he tells her that his whole purpose in coming to the world was to reach the lost sheep of Israel. "Wa mo ilabot diri, ma'am, padaplin mo." And then she, when she persists, Jesus tells her, it is like a dog that does not deserve the children's bread. "Wa mo ilabot. Imposible na ang ihatag na ko ang pagkaon sa inyong mga iro." You know, generally people, the Jewish people were so proud that they consider, ilang ginakonsider ang mga Gentiles ng mga iro. Jesus Christ was reminding that woman to really test her faith. Di ba mo nagipangsulti sa mga religious mo, Dio? Mga iro mo, huwag mo ilabot. But deep inside, Jesus Christ was hurting and he was doing what he was doing towards this woman. "I would like for you to know that we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our weaknesses, our infirmities. I can almost hear and see Jesus Christ cry." As he utters these painful words towards that woman, I believe Christ was weeping deep inside. But that is the best way to test her faith. Mga iro ra mo. Jesus Christ was just reminding her. Religiously, sa ginabati sa mga Diyo, how they despise these people, the Gentiles, because they believe they are the only good people in the world. I can almost see the heart of Jesus bleeding, nagadugo yung kasing-kasing, while he was ministering to this woman. Yes, thank God, she endured. The realities of this situation are harsh. Her daughter was possessed by a devil, number one. She was a member of a doomed race. You know, the first thing that told God, one of the first things that Jesus or God or Jehovah God told Moses, "Pag abot ninyo sa land of Canaan, now I would like to instruct you this, eliminate, kill all the Canaanites. They have been judged. They have been proclaimed as doomed breaks. There was no hope for them. No God in this world. They are not part of the covenant of God. Padaplin na sila." So her daughter was possessed with the devil. That's number one. She was a member of a doomed race. And then thirdly, these disciples, this group of Jesus, these religious men did not seem to care about her and her situation at all. It must have appeared to her that her situation was hopeless, at least from a human standpoint. Wa na ni pag-asa. If I look at my, sa akong kagikan, we have been proclaimed dead by God. And if I remember my daughter, she was continuously, vexed by the devil, tormented by the devil. I come to these so-called Christians, presenting freedom from bondage, preaching freedom from the power, from the grip of the devil. But they are not talking to me. And then instead they were chasing me out. Go! Let her go. Humanly speaking, there was no hope. Maybe I'm talking to some of you this morning. Maybe this is your experience. You have cried out to Him and asked Him to do this or that in your life, and there has been no answer. You feel like giving up. Let me encourage you today. Let me encourage you today. God's silence served to test our faith and to remind us that He operates on a different schedule than we do. He says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways are not your ways." What obstacles are you facing today? What obstacles are you facing today? I say this, persist in seeking the Lord. And in His time, you will see every barrier fall. You need to listen to this. Your faith will not be defined by what you receive from God, but by what it takes to stop you from getting to God. Your faith will not be defined by what you receive from God, but by what it takes to stop you from getting to God. And I ask you, what is stopping you? What does hinder you to come to God? By the grace of God, answer this right by one word: nothing. Nothing, no obstacle, no amount of hindrance can stop me from coming to God. If you talk to this woman at this particular time, what does it stop you, Mom? What does it take for you to go home and give up? You strayed. You're not giving up with all of the insults you're receiving, the harsh words you are receiving. Why are you still here? Nanong naapaman sa diri. I ask you, woman, what does it stop you for you to go home and say, "I give up"? And she answers only one word, said, "Nothing." Nothing. What does it take for you to stop serving God? Unfair words? Unfounded accusations? What does it stop you? You accuse Pastor Ingay of squandering money in the church. Not a single centavo. I can stand, I can face you. I did not squander neither maski sa kasintimo sa church. I live by faith, and I can stand for it. You can ask Mom Bing, our accountant. Wanto ko sa mission, all are accounted for. Akong gasolina, all are accounted for. Iyong ko greedy ko, you know me. Halos among kaon ni Ma'am Elsie, among kuhaon para makakaon lang mga full-time workers. Ama pastor, how can I be greedy? You know me. Ang akong mga sanina, tuod na na si mga Amerikana, you can ask one of the women, si Ma'am Mercy, to donate sa kuha o ganang Amerikana. But what does it stop you? With all of this, what does it stop you serving God? I say, I cry with this woman, nothing. Because I want to serve God to the last breath of my life. I have been accused nga na squander kog 2 million anang stamp diya sa may Eden. Only to find out nga sa panang resibo, 900,000. With so many board meetings and discussing things. I did not buy it myself. Ako lang. Nay board diha nga nagauban. Now it is sold 2 million. Ganan siya tag 1.1. Pa man lagi mo yung pastor. Salamat pastor, ni ganan siya ta. But what does it stop you from serving God? People would say, ano, mabalik-talik ka na, Pastor, mahal kayo na. Katong mga kamera. I would like for you to know, this time, karong adlaw, nag-aabot na karon sa Saudi Arabia. Nag-aabot na karong broadcast sa China. because of the facilities we have. For me, I do not care spending millions if it will promote the gospel to the world. But I do not spend it alone. I have the board members. Every single centavo we spend, my board to solution, my board meeting, how come we do it not ganan sa kuha? But never mind, I pray for them. I'm happy serving the Lord. I'm happy serving the Lord. I believe the last thing ilang, because they know how I love my wife and how I love and treasure my family. Gisulayan ako daghan nga problema kong ipasan. I believe na pagkatapusan kung baga si Daniel pa, ang pamilya iga, di ba kayo muuntol na. What does it stop you from serving God? What does it stop you? All these harsh words, he continued, begging God. Observe here, and she was strong and she was steadfast in serving the Lord. Through faith, she remained strong. That's the only thing. We need to continually read the Bible. We need to study the Bible. We need to be strengthened by the Word of God. You know, a lot of people would have given up. Kung ako, kung ikaw, kung kita. Sa tanang insulto nga nadawatan niya, dapat lang tuan. Enough for me. Enough for your God to love the world religion. Enough for the Jesus you present. I don't care. I'm giving up. I'm going home. I'm giving up. I'm going home. But she stayed because of her faith. Satanan, I'm here to tell you, I've been in the work of the Lord for 40 years. Ang pinaka-importante, strengthen nato ang atong faith. Because through the hardest blow of life, the only thing that, the very thing that will sustain us is faith. During the pandemic, you know, we struggled all of us. I involved my family sa work sa Ginoo. Ibiana mong balay, we stayed here with the staff of the church. The reason why, di na ako mapagawas ang mga workers, pandemic, bawal. During that time, kinahanglan limpiyohan ang campsite. Maglingkod tanang oras ato mga Bible students diri, way buhaton diri, sigkuskus diri, nanangin ko dito sa area sa campsite. Pwede ba dalahon ako ato mga Bible students diri, manglimpiyo rin. Why problema, pastor? Than having them matulog, hindi pa pwede mo gawas. Pandemic lagi. That's the reason why ang mga Bible students nakatrabaho sa camp, and they're happy about it. They're happy doing it. You go to the camp, kamo nga mga women and daughters na taad kong hapon, I ask you, is it worth na natay campsite? Because it's a vision, dili lang karun. Wala, ugatan na ako sa generation karun lang. Kung dugay pa ang Ginoo galing, I'm preparing this for the future generation. Kaya nga naman, I want them mapahiluna na akong trabaho sa Ginoo. It's been a dream sa church mga palitag parsonage. Kaya kung lockdown, karong lockdown, wala tayo parsonage. Unsay may tabos sa mga workers. Now they are safe. Natay parsonage diha. And it seems the people na dili kabao mag-appreciate, i-blame tanan sa kuha. No matter what you do, I'm happy for it. No matter what you do, I'm happy sa itong campsite. Last time na nag-camping ka sa Bukidnon, we only spent 3 days. Nagbayad tag 750,000 labay lang. Another year, magdaghan ta, another million. In a matter of 5 years, makapalit tag camp. Nanon di man ako nabuhatot?
Aber kamo daw.
Kung kamo sa kong side, nagkurog-kurog ko, nagtanaw ko, nagbayad ang sila Ma'am Evelyn, si Ma'am Elsie sa cashier dito sa Tumuraya. 700,000. Ako nabuhat, regid, Ma'am, pangyo ami Ma'am B. Pangyo ami Ma'am. 750,000. Wa mo kahibalo na members. Kada tuwing magbayad tag 1 million para lang tulo ka adlaw nga kaon. Ustehan. Kung ato nang i-shade, naaman mo nito gahapon sa campsite. Will you say nga, mali ang gibuhat sa pasuringay? Mali ang gibuhat sa board? Because we are not looking at the present, we're looking towards the future. And what is hurting to me is gamayang istorya sa mga member. I have spent my life to you, ebalo mo. Kini nga simbahan ako kay ni. Pwede na ko sa pabakasyon ako sa Hawaii kada year. Mudiman ko pabakasyon ako sa Baguio, pabakasyon ako sa Amerika. With the spent, you know, with the finances nga spent gikan sa church. Mag 40 years na ko, mag 20 years na ko yung pastor. Iha pa daw kapila ko nagbakasyon. Kay why Lunes ako, why Martes gitarbaho ko na kanang sa Gibo, why gabi. Please do not get me wrong. Wala ko naga ihap Bible school gitarbaho ko na tanan. Big churches lahi ng presidente sa school, lahi ang pastor, lahi ang director sa mission, gibuhat ko na tanan. Mag-drive kog alauna mo adto lang sa gabi. Halos mulupad na ko para makatch up kog tayo, makatudlo ko sa laminan. Your eyes can see kung unsay nabuhat sa mission sa Bible Baptist Church. These churches are growing. Ingon pa ni Mr. Johnson, kanya Mayor Johnson, he said, Pastor Ingay, I am so proud of what you're doing din sa Lamidan. These churches, tunga-tunga sa bukid sa Lamidan, can conduct services inside the city, and we will not be ashamed because of the training you and the pastors provided this time. The reason why naghilom-hilom ko is because no matter giunsa ko, I do not want to hurt people. Kinaikawalo ko tanang sikreto nila sa kuha. I have all it in my hands, pero never, you know, my principle in life is this. 20 years ako yung pastor, I had never used this pulpit for personal matters. Never. Diba lang yan, I always expound the Word of God dito sa pulpito. Kaya balo mo, anak. The reason why, naglikay ko. Nanangit ko simbahan because i-reveal ko si Ginoo na si Dr. Raymond na ako'y thyroid. Nagamayang kasikas, mangurog ko. Taas akong high blood, taas akong sugar. I said to myself, kung mo, muritalit ko sa pulpit, basig mangurog ko, makulaps ng tabiha. Na si Doc Raymond, I give you the authority to talk to him. I have a severe, nga gamay lang, nga mangurog ko. Pakita ba mo, nagliklamo ko sa pulpito? I swallowed it all for the glory of God. I did it all to promote the church. Kinsa sa inyo makaingon na giusab ni Pastor Ingay ang system ni Pastor Seth Dere. I had never assigned anyone until now na diri ka magpastor. But preachers come to me. Pastor, pwede ba ko mag-mission diri lang sa Davao? Ang akong advice, if I were you, I give you my advice. Ayaw diri sa Davao kay diha nagasulwining ang church. Diha nagkaya pa na siguro visitation. Go to where you can, you know, you can experience the you know, the blessing of the Lord, the hand of God. Kasi buhato ni mo. Sige lang kang pang-text na membro, kaya nakakadri, diri mo sa ako, diri mo sa ako. Kasi may tabo kung i-allow na ko na itong mga Bible series, mag-mission diya sa Boulevard, mag-mission diri sa may Agdaw. Gasigi sila pamingwit, fishing inside an aquarium. Mutumog sa dili sa kwa maugid nang mahitabo. And that is happening today. Ayaw pamingwit aquarium. You know me. You know my system. I always challenge our people magsulwin ng takatong dunay di padugay. Members na nasakitan silang pastor. Pila to ko pamilya, lima siguro. They came to church at tingala ko, pastor, diri na may simuha, ikaw na yung pastor. I talked to them in my office. I am not here nga mamungkag og simbahan. I am not here nga magmangitag membro sa bang simbahan. Wala ko nagapamingwit sa aquarium. I said, you need to go, you need to pray. Ulit si mong pastor, makiksettle sa pastor because walay simbahan nga perfecto. Basig usa ka bulan pa lang siya mas grabe diri sa Guerrero. Walay simbahan. Ang akong purpose diri is to win the lost. Win the lost. Let us observe yung at the time. Church, I'm happy. I'm happy nga na amo. I thank God for your support. But wala ko nag-abeg inyong loyalty sa kuha. Because that kind of faith will not survive. Build your faith in the Lord. Build your loyalty sa Ginoo. Love God. Kaya ako nang alagad na po kus Ginoo. Akong pamilya nang alagad lang po kus Ginoo. I thank God, si Ma'am Elsie, si Sir Mark, si Ma'am Ellen, they serve the Lord. And I thank God nga gisuportahan ko nila. 95% sa mga pastor, ilang problema, ilang anak, wala ga support. Sa ministry sa ilang papa. But I am so happy. Karoon ng lockdown, kung wala ng duha, maglisod ko. They took care of all the protocols. Ellen is taking care, ba ni Mamel, tabangan niya mama sa mga children's adolescent. Ang atong broadcast. Enough is enough. Observe how she enjoyed the price of her faith. Lord Jesus Christ responded to her faith. Thank God, we appreciate you, Ginoo. And Jesus also rewarded her faith. And her daughter was healed at the same hour. Thank God. Unsa man kabugat atong problema, remember this. Faith is the strength. Faith is the key. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith will lead us to salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Faith will lead us to success in serving God. Nothing but faith will strengthen us. Nothing but faith will strengthen us. Manindog ka palihog. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the word of God preached today. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Ubanin mi, Ginoo, the grace of God. Ubanin mi, Lord. Bless this invitation. Give chance to people who need to be saved. And then Christians who will allow you, Lord, to increase their faith this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Sir Greg.